5 years. So I didn't say this at the top because I think everybody here probably knows what the show is. But just in case you don't, so this was born out of a sketch comedy group called the Nerdalogs that has been going for 7 years. David Bowie does not have a song called 7 years. But the first speaker coming to the stage tonight is one of two, or there's one of the three founding members in the room right now, which is really exciting, and we're really happy to have him here. This is Chris Geiger.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Woo! We did it. So, your stories is an incredible thing. You know, I can't believe it's gone on for as long as it has, and I'm honored to speak here tonight at the 5th anniversary. It began very humbly as an off-night show that we used to do before it was even a podcast where people told some incredible stories, but I won't bore you with my own retelling of those events because, hey, you can find those on the archives. There's an archive. Just even that still blows me away. And while I may have contributed in some small part to the inception of this event and its continued existence is probably one of those things that I'm most proud of injecting some creative DNA into, this event's wonderful aura and beautiful community can almost entirely be attributed to one man, Mr. Eric Arnault. So thank you for creating and continuing this. Doing a story here always feels like coming home in its own way. So I didn't really tell stories here for a little bit because things change. You know, our priorities change, our lives incredibly go shooting on this journey that we have no control over while still mustering some feeble attempts at controlling. You know, 5+ years ago, we had no idea what we had started, how many stories would be told, how many lives impacted in even the smallest of ways. I had no conception of a world where the president could beat Donald Trump, where the Cubs could win the World Series, and where I could be called a cuck online for calling a hot dog not a sandwich. I'll fight you on that. You know, change is one of those things that you desire and lament. You want change all the time to make a little bit more money, to have a new relationship or to further cement your current one, to get a new place or maybe even add someone to your family. Or you want big societal changes like equal pay for women and minorities or universal health care. But change is happening all around us in large hurricane force ways, like being slammed in the face with Prince has died, and in little imperceptible earthquake-like ways under your feet with, like, Star Wars has had now had 2 movies with female leads. And it's hard to measure. We can't really quantify how much our lives are changing without some sort of metric. But they're changing in larger ways beyond those metrics. Our friends move to new cities, and what does that mean for those of us who were left behind? Our old loves move on, and new ones begin, and what does that mean for your life now? We desire change, but we can't tell you how much. We just know that our lives are changing, and we want to control how it goes. That's life. For me, I went through a lot of major changes this year, which, again, check out the archive. And metrically, I had a very perceptible change. I lost a lot of weight. I started this way. I mean, it sucks that someone's like, you look great. And I'm like, yeah, I looked like shit before. I had a very perceptible change. I lost a lot of weight. I started this year at a robust 250+ pounds. And I'm happy to say that I'm closing in on under 200. And I'm wearing this sweater as a sort of remembrance of that. Because 5 years and 50 pounds ago, this was my favorite sweater that I could no longer fit in. And now I'm back in it. But beneath my feet were changes that are constantly surfacing in difficult ways. I don't do theater anymore, which was my life for 10+ years. So what do I do now? My girlfriend and I broke up at the beginning of this year, and then again this year, and then again this year. So what do I do now? I remember at my most exhausted times, working at 2 jobs, burning the candles at both ends, wanting nothing more than change. And now it's here, and I don't know what to do with it. I bring this all up to say, for one thing to evolve positively and consistently over 5 years in the face of changes is no small achievement. We're together tonight to celebrate the fact that this wonderful little podcast existed while the rest of us and the world around it turned into gosh dang mush. People did stupid things, like elect Donald Trump, and did amazing things, like win the World Series for the first time in 108 years. And this podcast chronicled, and will continue to chronicle it all of our fears, all of our hopes, and all of our changes in the most honest voices there can be, your own. And the beauty of that archive is that you can attribute a quality to otherwise imperceptible change. I can look back on the stories I told 5 years ago and remember my wide-eyed enthusiasm about theater and about life, and it wasn't just a memory to reflect on. I can hear my voice say those words, and they're maybe foreign to me as the person I am now and the person I will become, but I can reflect on that, how that came to be. But even more incredible are the listeners who have given life to this podcast in such unique ways, who internalize those stories from so many and chronicle their own changes by them. I've had listeners I have never met previously tell me how a story of mine reflected their own experience, or even more inexplicably, changed their life. Which makes you realize that while you may be reaching out to feel the world slightly shaking beneath your own feet, you are creating little earthquakes that shake the world under someone else's. We are facing an era of great change and turmoil with the ongoing nightmare political climate and climate change and societal instability. Our challenges have never been greater. So please, while you're getting hit with the hurricane force winds and aftershocks of change, take the time to take stock, record, and listen to others. And hopefully this podcast will continue as a record of those fears, hopes, and dreams of the many lovely people who will enlighten us and honor us with their stories. Thank you.
Chris Geiger, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I had a strong sense that it was the right move to start with Chris. Thank you, Chris. That was wonderful and lovely.